Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, I am so excited that you've joined me today. I am so excited because this is a big one. This is a big one. You know, out of the 15 tips that I share, teach, educate, play with people to get them to really understand the power of top performance and how tweaking can make an incredible difference. Doing something different is incredibly powerful. So look, let's talk about this. So my number one, my favorite is to get to drive into is avatar. Now look, when I talk about avatar, a lot of people say, do you know your avatar? Do you know your market? Do you know who you sell to, who you call to, who's your buyers, all that good stuff. Most of us, if you've been around for a while, have an idea. You know, you can see the pattern, you can see the rhythm. It's like, oh yeah, I get, you know, most of the time the people that want to reach out to me on social are, you know, women 18 to 25 or men 55 to 70, or you kind of know your market and you probably talk to that market in a certain way, probably generic. You might know your target market, but you're talking to them in a generic way. You don't know enough details to get movement. You don't know enough details to get them to go, that's exactly how I'm feeling. That's exactly what I need to know. And it's in that exactly that makes the difference between someone going, wow, that's kind of interesting, and I have to have that. So you can imagine the difference when they're reading your ad or they're seeing what you're doing, putting it out, whether it's social media, write media, TV media, whatever, sitting at a networking event, having coffee, whatever it is. When you're saying something that interests someone, you'll see that because they'll be engaging. But when someone's like, oh my gosh, I have to have it, they can barely wait for you to stop talking because they want to buy it. So there's the difference, right? And isn't that the difference we love to have in every conversation? You know, imagine even just half of your people hearing you on that level compared to how they're hearing you now, you would have less follow-up calls to do. You'd have less impressions that you have to make because people would almost be jumping at the bit to get what it is that you have to offer. So let's do that, shall we? Okay, so we need to discover. Now, normally when I work with somebody, this can take up to 3 hours to really dig down into the exact avatar questionnaire for them. But I want to tell you the crux of it so that you can get this going for yourself. Okay, so when you are looking at who your person is, now you may just be stepping into your business and you're like, I don't know, I can guess, but I don't know. Or you could be really seasoned and say, I know who my person is. So come in wherever you're at, you know, based on patterns. And that's what we're going to be looking for, is we're going to be looking for patterns. Now don't go, oh, when I say that you need to make a questionnaire and send it out to at least 20 to 30 people, which means you're going to be purchasing 20 to 30 thank you gifts. Okay. But you're going to be sending it to people. Send it to people that you think would be your customer or are your best customers now. If you have a customer base and you've got people that have been with you, buying with you, referring you, what have you, it could be just that they really enjoy your personality. They've enjoyed your service, but you want to dig deeper because you want to go into that world of marketing. Okay. Let me give you an example. Obviously, you're going to do a questionnaire and you're obviously going to contact people. Now, if you've never been in business before, you're going to contact who you think. You're going to have to make your best guess, unless we're spending some time together, but your best guess on who you think that customer would be. You know, if you're in business, you got to know your marketplace a little bit. So I'm assuming that you have at least some groundwork to work with, right? If not, base it off somebody that you really look up to and look at the playground they play in. So that should be, you know, those fundamentals should be pretty, pretty laid out. And so you're going to do it's going to start generic and then it's going to get very detailed. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to start to get detailed and what details are really important. For the rest of you, you're going to, again, approach people that are really, really your best customers now, and or you want them to be your best customers. You know that you have something to serve them, but they're not biting. They're not closing for whatever reason. This could be one of your follow-up reach outs. And the question is going to be to them, hey, I absolutely appreciate this about you, that about you, you know, and I am taking my business in a different direction, or I'm upping my business, or I'm doing research on my business, or I'm exploring some more market research, or I have room for expansion in my business, and I'm looking to get some information that's going to help that expansion. You could be approaching someone else who's in business, who you'd love to have a customer. They're going to know what you're doing. You're like, hey, you're in business, I'm in business. I'm doing deep dive market research. That's a great way. I'm doing deep dive market research. And honestly, I know what your time's worth. And whatever is your favorite bottle of, you know, dun, 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 could it be wine? Could it be scotch? I know what your favorite, you know, activity to do, whatever it is to do, be prepared to gift them, say, look, I'd be absolutely happy to do this back for you. And don't worry, there's going to be a gift in equation of the time that I'm going to ask you to spend on this. But I'm going to ask you if you have at least 45 minutes to do me a favor. I know that's a big ask, but don't worry, it'll be returned tenfold. You know, something along those lines, because it is a big ask to ask someone to take an hour out of their day to help you in your business. Okay. So you're going to go through your generic questions, right? You're going to go through, you know, and feel, don't hesitate to put things on the questionnaire. You can always tell people if you're not comfortable with something, please feel free to admit. Just don't bother answering it if it doesn't feel right for you. So you're obviously going to do the, you know, the classic, the name, the address, the phone number, include the postal code, the phone number, and then start to kind of do a little bit more of a deep dive, you know, their email, all their contact information. And you know that stuff. Birthday, super important. And then dive a little deeper. Most people stop there. But do they have a spouse? Do they have a partner? Do they have a life partner? What have you? That information, right? You obviously want their age, their birthday. You always want, you want the age of the partner, because sometimes it's great to give a gift to the partner as well. Do they have children? How many children do they have? You could just put name and age. You don't have to get details into the children. You could put name, age, favorite hobby, name, age, university, college, high school, like where their children are at right now, because it's also really great to find out if, when you do your market research, does 90% of your people have 3 children? Do 90% of your people have no children? Do 70% of your people have 2 children? Right? So when you're doing your, when you're writing your ad, you're like families, you know, you can use words that are in multiple and we, I mean, it gets very detailed, but you want to find out about this person. So their status and relationship, their relationship status, who those people are, those important people. Then pets, you go into pets and people are like, what? I've got a great story about pets. So, you know, what, do you have any pets? What are those pets? You can just put, what are those pets and the age of the pets? Because honestly, some people just love birds. Some people consider fish pets. Dog owners probably don't, right? So, you know, what are their pets? How long have they had their pets? One of the questions I would ask them is, have you always been a pet lover? Because someone may have a cat or a dog, but it was, you know, it wasn't their idea, it was their kid's idea, and they're not a pet lover. But, you know, are you a pet lover? So write down kind of those. Do you live in a condo? Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a townhouse? Do you live in a home? Does your home have property? Sports, dig into sports. You know, what is your favorite sports? What are all the sports that you've played in your life? Do you play sports now? You know, if you could, if you aren't and could be excellent at any sport, what would that be? And the reason why is because there's a lot of people that kind of have a yearning. I have an example of someone who I knew always wanted to be an airplane pilot. And so that's not what they did for a living. They were in the arts, but they always wanted to be an airplane pilot. It was their childhood dream to be an airplane pilot and never came through. So when I gave that person a gift, as something to say thank you, I actually made a surprise gift of them being driven out to a field, a hangar, and actually learning how to fly for the day. Now, do you think that made an impression? Yes, it did. So this information is going to be able to, with when you have this from your avatar, be able to think of the most creative, incredible ways to make impression. You can even actually have a birthday card die cut and made in the shape of a plane, you know, reach for the stars or thank you so much. But you now know what are the things that they like, the things that they love. Oh my gosh, I love basketball. On it, great. You know, get them a signed basketball from, you know, their favorite player or whatever. So you're starting to kind of put it together. Again, you may see a pattern. It might be incredible for you. For me, it was baseball. My clients from my last business, they loved baseball. So you know what I did? I used to buy group tickets of 30, three times a season, and invite my favorite clients. And they had the barbecue there and the blah, 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 and fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And it was baseball. And people to this day still ask me, are you doing your baseball thing? Are you doing your baseball thing? And so they all predominantly loved baseball. If it was basketball, guess where we'd be going? If they loved hockey, guess where we'd be going? A lot of people spend a lot of money on hockey tickets, and 10% or 20% of their people like hockey. And they're like, these are expensive tickets. But honestly, 70% love basketball. 70% love soccer. 70% don't even really play sports. Who knows, right? Maybe it's dance. Maybe it's ballet. Maybe it's, I think you're kind of getting the idea of where I'm going. This doesn't even play just into thank you gifts. It plays into where you spend your money. So I'll give you an example. So there's always these things that get handed out at baseball games, right? Like you walk in and it's got local businesses and it's got the schedule and who's playing tonight and, you know, the baseball season and what have you. And so, I don't know, maybe it's $500 to put an ad in there or something, right? And if 70% of your people love baseball, right? Wouldn't it be worth the advertising there? Or maybe put something up on the screen, you know, in between innings compared to putting money over here for hockey because you think everybody loves hockey and you're going to put something in there that's probably double the price, but only 30% of your people like hockey. So it really, the patterns will help you in terms of marketing. The patterns will help you in terms of verbiage. The patterns will help you in terms of thank you gift. The patterns will tell you how to talk to that person. Okay, so we've kind of, so you're going to get really detailed in terms of sport, dance, music, arts, family, extended family. One of the questions I love to ask people is, are you living where you were born? Because if all of a sudden it's like, okay, so I'm in Vancouver, I'm in Canada. So if I'm like, you know, I put my address and it's Vancouver. And then someone says, where were you born? I would put Vancouver. And do you know how often when people go, you're from Vancouver? I'm like, yeah, they're like, wow, I've never met anyone that lives in Vancouver that's from Vancouver. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, that's really interesting. But what if I put New York? And what if like 40% of my customers are like, they're like New York, Rhode Island, Boston. And I'm like, wow, there's really a demographic that likes what I do. Where am I going to go with that? You guys already figured out where I'm going to go with that, right? But it gives you also an in-depth inside view into that person. So the avatar questionnaire also, so you get into income. Some people are like, well, I don't know if I could ask people income. This is going to be up to you. But that's where people can kind of do grades of, like, so you can start to see that, you know, the people that you're wanting to purchase, what have you. Sorry there, we had a little bit of a technical. Maybe that's time for me to wrap up the first video. But when you put income, then that would be, you know, again, up to you, optional. You can put the word optional. Some people are comfortable, some aren't, but it's just going to give you that information. So I'm going to lend this one off here because I know that we're doing this in bite-sized chunks. I'm going to come back and tell you more. How's that? Plan part two, avatar.